LeBron James, Kyrie Irving should be playing, calls Nets demands excessive. By Dylan Gwynn on November 10, 2022. NBA superstar LeBron James took to Twitter on Thursday and said Kyrie Irving apologized for his actions and should be playing, not serving a 5-game suspension. James stressed that he doesn't agree with or condone Irving posting a link to an anti-Semitic film, but the embattled Nets star's apology should be enough to get him back on the floor. I told you guys that I don't believe in sharing hurtful information, James wrote. And I'll continue to be that way, but Kyrie apologized and he should be able to play. That's what I think. It's that simple. Help him learn, but he should be playing. What he's asked to do to get back on the floor I think is excessive emo. He's not the person that's being portrayed of him. Anyways, back to my rehab session. In late October, Irving posted the Amazon link to the 2018 film Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. The film claims to reveal the true identity of the children of Israel and expose what Islam, Judaism, and Christianity has covered up for centuries in regards to the true biblical identity of the so-called Negro in this movie packed with tons of research. The film also claims that European and Arab slave traders have lied to blacks about their heritage to keep them confused and disillusioned. However, according to Rolling Stone, the 2015 book that shares the same name as the movie released in 2018 is stuffed with anti-Semitic tropes. The book also, according to Rolling Stone, says that many famous high-ranking Jews have admitted to worshipping Satan or Lucifer. After being given a chance to renounce anti-Semitism at a press conference, Irving said he couldn't be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from. The league pounced on Irving's failure to unequivocally disavow any anti-Semitic beliefs and suspended him for 5 games. In addition, Irving was also given a list of requirements for getting back to basketball. A list that included meeting with Jewish leaders, making donations to fight anti-Semitism, condemning the film he promoted, as well as completing sensitivity training and anti-Semitism training. Irving apologized on Instagram after a discussion with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. James and the NBA Players Association believe that the league's list of requirements for Irving to return to basketball is excessive. The league, as well as Nets owner Joe Tsai, believe that Irving had multiple chances to apologize and/or disavow anti-Semitism prior to the suspension and failed to do so.